able to reduce, well, keep the cost of fertilizer stable so that farmers did not get that knock-on effect from the high prices for fertilizer. So in other neighboring islands, you are seeing both an increase, significant increase in the cost for locally produced food and imported food. Because remember, the locally produced food is using fertilizer that is coming from overseas. What is interesting is that with all the assistance that we are getting for fertilizer, for example, the assistance from Venezuela, where we got 40,000 sacks of fertilizer, the fact that we have 4,000 sacks of, well, it's urea that came from Venezuela, and we have 4,000 sacks of NPK from Morocco, and we have about 15,000 sacks of urea remaining to be distributed at zero cost. All of this is at zero cost in 2023. It means that for locally produced food, we will be able to keep the prices down.